you know, just old common oak wood that we'd get out and cut. Saw it up and split it about that long ago for a fireplace. Cold nights, everybody sat around a big fire, happy as they could be. Didn't know better no better then. And now you got heaters and electric heaters and so forth, which is mighty nice, but you let a storm come and you're in trouble in this country for a week or two with your deep freeze and all, no water, you know, you got electric pumps and all such as that. It's all right now, but an old timer like me, he was perfect for old time. I really would, because it's a nice, good blacktop road and all, but the people, I'm not the only one there. Lots of them say we're happy way back in there now, black and white.
How did you build a fire in the fireplace?
Pine knot and splinter, fat splinter. Where were you raised?
Georgia.
You were raised in a city or country?
Well, in a city.
You'd get out in the woods and find old logs down would be fat. Well, you'd cut that up for pine, you know, splinters. Well, then you start the fire with those splinters, and you'd have dry wood to put on it. And by the way, when we used to coon hunt, we'd have a long torch, you know, pine, fat pine splinter.
Yeah.
And shine the eyes, you know, shine the eyes, and the old tar would be dropping down on your hand, you know, and blister your hand. Well, now you got all kind of improved lights. You ever coon hunt? You ever been coon hunt?
Never in my life. I'd like to go sometime. Because I knew boys, even when I was coming up, that used to love to do it, even in town where I was.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather coon hunt do any of it, but...
When you got the fire started...
You just keep adding on wood until you got enough wood, you know, and... Well, when you put four or five big sticks on every last 2 hours along, 2 or 3 hours, then when it burned down, it had more. Well, then the next morning you had to build it over when you got up, and you'd be cold. You'd just cold build it until it got started, you know, the cold morning. And now all you got to do is turn a lever and have heat now.
But before you went to bed, you'd put on a big...
We would. I'm kind of afraid something might happen. You know, it'd rough for it to be almost out. Before we went to bed, you know, because go to sleep, something might spark or something might, you know, pop out in the house and set the house fire.
Didn't you have a kind of a place?
We did, yeah, we used to have a screen, you know, put over it, but that we didn't use that much in the winter time. We got ready to leave home, we put that on.
Did you have a place out in front of the fireplace, you know, built out kind of like a brick or stone?
That's right. The stone, just sure, it came out about 2 feet. From the fireplace, you know, the hearth, we call it a hearth. All the width of the whole chimney, and then out about 2 feet from the main fire.
Huh. Did you ever have to get up the chimney and...
No, I never have to.
Clean it out?
Sometimes, a rainy day, you could take paper and light the soot, you see, and it'd burn, and that'd keep you... for it to catch a fire and set the house fire and dry weather. Now, way back then, when I was a small kid, I was too young to go, but they used to go rabbit hunting with wagons, all the niggers and all, white people all get together, and they take a wagon, and they have killed as many as 580 rabbits in one day.
What would they do with all that? They couldn't keep it.
No, they tear them to the railroad and ship them to New Orleans. One man would buy a rabbit for a dime a piece. And then, but
10 cents
a piece. And the most rabbit was killed, one colored man killed 22 in one day's hunt. When they pay $1 a house, and they'd have the top would be covered with quails.